Mina ngibona kule excitement which has developed since ukubuya kuka Emerson Mnangagwa as president. I-political environment ngibona ngani silula mbijana. Ngapha kithi abaningi sebethatha izimali zabo befake ekhaya, abanye bathenga inkomo, abanye bathenga ama-tractor, bethumela emakhaya. Kanti esingaye eSouthampton ngalo, which is iport othwenye izinto eziyafa, athola amaZimbabwe abo uthene khona ngale, abanye bathiya amagonyeti, all sorts of machinery, which shows ukuthi abantu we are now looking homeward. Izimali lezi sezithunyelwa sama abanye bathumela neBaring South Africa ukuthi bayethenga izinto eSouth Africa ukuthi banika omalayitshela laphana ukuthi bahambise emakhaya. So you can see ukuthi it's a positive. Unlike ukudala ukuthi umuntu bayethumela imali ukuthi abantu bayekudla kuphela. Kathesi abantu sebethumela imali ukuthi ukuthenga izinto, ukuthenga imishina, ukuthenga, you know, it's just different things. Because kathesi abantu sebekhangela the possibility yokuya ekhaya. Ego is now more than ever. That is the sentiment I get ngapha e-UK.
Kodwa abakhona abanye abathi belokhu bengelathemba lokubana isikhathi sesilungele ukuthi babuyele bayo investa ekhaya. Ukubona njani?
Hayi, ukuthi umuntu things will never be perfect. Into ezinye zizalunga wena sukhona. If you wait for perfection, then uzamelela forever. But ungakhangela ungasunanzelela kuhle, you can see things zakhona ziyaimprova. And ungaphuza ukuyinvest ekhaya uzathi wena susithi right sesiright mana angihambe. You get there, ama opportunities ephelile. Abaqalisa ukuya khona they've taken onke ama opportunities. So izinto ezekhaya soze zibe perfect 100%, but zizalunga wena ukhona. The fact ukuthi ziya ku-right direction should be enough of a signal ukuthi wena suthi uphangise ukuthenga izinto. Kathesi ungathenga ama-property ekhaya. Our prices are still down because of our recession and all these bad economics. You can buy a building for less than 20,000-30,000 cash a drop in. If you wait another 2-3 years, those buildings are going to double 3-4 times. I have a friend who had a building in the Blauer Central Lapan. He paid $25,000 for an entire building. Now, just imagine in about 4 or 5 years' time, how much that building will be worth. So, and that principle applies across the board. Uthi nxa ufuna ukuthenga izinto ezijiphileyo, hamba uthenga kathesi. Nxa ufuna ukwenza i-set up ye-business labo, hamba enza kathesi. Nxa ufuna ukuthenga inkomo zakho, hamba uzithenga kathesi, zingasaqhazi ukudula. Kathesi inkomo yakho kanti uthenga 400-500 ithwakazi. Mina nginje so every other month, ngithenga amathwakazi ami 3-4, 3-4, 3-4, but I've noticed over the months, ama-price abekhwela. Bicha. Ngaqala uthenga amathwakazi enza 300 US. Kathesi for the good thwakazi you pay about 600 US. So if ungathi mina ngizama until izinto zibe right, uzadla amahuhu, uzachala amahuhu.
Ye, manje-ke labo abathi ngingaya njani ekhaya ukuyasungula ibhizimusi kungela mali emabhanga, intengo yakhona la ingaqondakali, kwesinye isikhathi kuyathiwa isiqansa lokunye okunjalo, ungathini-ke?
Ungaya ekhaya kathesi. Yes, awusoze ithole i-cash. Imali isahlupha kathesi. But ungasunanzelela, uyasibona ukuthi zangikhona ziyalunga zodwa. But unanzelela futhi, abantu abakhona khona hale, ama-transactions bayenza. Kule system esekhona ekhaya, uthi thina singapha, it would take a bit of getting used to, but ama-transactions bayenza. Wala ama-eco-cash system, imali which is not visible, which they call it digital money. Umuntu yabele phone yakhe, so yabuza ukuthi le nto le ufuna malini.